You're welcome to today's podcast. And today it's going to be about the spectacular training program that has just ended. Many creatives have attended it, doing different disciplines. And many have attained both experience, skills, and very many things. Today we have one of them to discuss a few things, make an assessment of what happened with the old training. You're welcome, gentlemen.
Oh, yes. Thank you very much for having me.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background in theater?
Oh, yes. So I'm Musa Mayanja, and I don't have that much of an experience in theater. However, I've been working with, I do live streaming and content management with an events company and then in film. So, yeah, that's my experience, basically.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
All right. What inspired you to attend this spectacular training program?
Well, as somebody who has been working, doing live streams and in events, when I saw the opportunity, I saw the advert somewhere, I think it was on social media.
Yes.
I was intrigued to see what it is all about, and I love theater, yes, as much as I haven't been deep into it. So I wanted to see how it would be of beneficial to me.
Okay. What were your expectations before joining the program? And did they align with your experience during the entire training?
Oh, yeah. To an extent, it did align. Because my expectations were, I want to see how to do live streaming in theater. Okay, because I've been doing for shows, something like that. So I wanted to see how to do it for theater, where a lot of things have to be to align. And let me say, I can say yes. To an extent, they aligned.
Okay. There are a couple of workshops that took place. Eh?
Yes, please.
What workshops did you take part in during the program?
Oh, yes.
And what did you enjoy about them?
Thank you. Yes, I attended a live streaming workshop, and what I enjoyed about it, well, as much as it was online, you know, it was kind of hands-on. You know, saying hands-on when it's an online thing, it's a bit tricky, but yeah.
I mean, it's the world we live in now.
That's true.
Many things, I mean, what do they say? The new normal.
Aha, that's a new normal.
Well, listen, lots of skills were attained during the program. I would like to know, can you share the most valuable skills or techniques you learned during the program?
Oh, yes. So apart from, of course, technical skills that included like managing like audio and visual all together while doing something online, I also learned the value of pre-planning, okay? Before doing anything, you have to respect planning. You have to take the whole process of planning for something. And then the quality of content creation. So, yeah, those are some of the things I learned.
So there's a lot of skills that we attained, eh?
That's true.
How did the program help you develop confidence and discipline?
Well, like I've talked about quality, like working with people, working with various people. Because
yes.
I've worked in film where you have departments, you have the director, you have this production manager, you have the sound guy, sound designer. It's the same things, the same thing, skills that you had to learn when doing this.
I'd like to know, in film, what have you been doing?
Well, in film, I've been doing some more directing, mostly for short films. I've been doing also acting and script writing.
You've been around, eh?
I've been around.
A little bit of that.
True.
Were there any challenges or obstacles you faced during the program? And if so, how did you overcome them?
Oh, yes. Of course, challenges have to be there, more so when something is online. For instance, you're studying live streaming, doing live streaming and studying a streaming software, OBS.
Yes.
However, you're doing this online, which means you're using Zoom to study. So most cases, apart from the Ugandan internet, that's always on and off. Electricity power is always on and off.
Yes.
And then also the Zoom as a software, Zoom as a what? A streaming software also. Because you're studying OBS, which means you have to do with video and then audio. And then again, you have to use Zoom to learn. By the time you receive that sound or the image, it has already been compressed. Okay. So that was a challenge. However, well, I had to find a way to learn how to troubleshoot all that.
Yeah. Those were serious ones. Eh?
True.
Hey. Now, what was your experience working with the assigned tutors for workshops? You took part in.
I
understand these are not people you've been hanging out with on a daily.
Very true. Very true.
You're new to them, they're new to you. So how was it?
Well, first and foremost, my tutor for the live streaming workshop was Mr. Cyril Ducotet, and he's French. Yeah. So, as you can know, when I say French, the English is always there. It's good. However, there's an accent. So you have to learn to listen. Thank you. Before you know it all, he asks for something.
Okay.
When he asks for something, to an extent, you end up adopting his accent. You get it.
I get it.
On the other side, he was a good tutor. You would ask any question and he would help you answer. He would reply. So that was the good thing with him.
Okay.
He was hands-on. You ask something, if you've not understood, he responds. And then he also will give you the time. He asks, have you understood this? Have you got this right? Can you try it out? So that was very good.
That is nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How did you think the program has impacted your personal growth and development in as a creative person?
Oh, yeah, I think that's a good one. As a creative person, well, first and foremost, when COVID hit, I think it taught us a few things. Like, we had to learn and move away from being physical, doing things physically, and work online. So when this opportunity came, I was like, yeah, I think now I'm going to be able to transfer all my knowledge onto doing something online, learn how to use OBS, yes, in theater, but also as in my personal life, okay? Working online, creating appointments, while like, talking to people online. So that was also an experience to go through.
That is nice.
Thank you.
Okay. What was the most takeaways for you from the program? I mean, there were lots of things, just like you said.
True.
You were learning different skills.
Yeah.
You were applying different things to the things you've already been doing.
True.
But there is that skill that you're like, whoa, this one is a game changer for me moving forward.
True.
What are those?
Well, as life is, or in computing, we call it troubleshooting. Okay? And that's something that you have to learn. Whether by pull or push, you have to learn how to troubleshoot your life. So when I was going through this this workshop, I learned how to do troubleshooting. Okay? That's in applying my skills, applying the things I know, and then in my real life. So
okay.
Yeah.
That must be interesting.
It is.
Okay. This one, the skills have been attained.
True.
And everything, we'd like to have a little bit of how do you apply, how do you plan to apply the skills and knowledge that you gained in the program in your future endeavors?
Oh, yeah.
You've been using probably different softwares from OBS that has been taught to you.
True.
And now, from the skills you got from using OBS and the experience, how do you plan to apply it in your future endeavors?
Oh, yeah. Thank you for that. The thing is, I've been doing live streaming but using VMix, okay? And it's something different. It's a professional way, right?
Yeah.
And however, you have to get the right gadgets to use it.
Yes.
And then I realized with OBS,
It's an open source.
Okay? So which means there are some places where you'll have to go and do a live streaming and you don't have all that right equipment.
Yes.
Then I can be able to do it to use OBS. Okay?
Sweet.
It was also about, the workshop was about theater.
Yes.
And I haven't been into a theater as much, okay? So I want to jump into theater and apply these skills.
Apply your skills in theater because now your skills are needed everywhere.
True.
Depending on what somebody's doing.
Aha, yes, thank you. Yeah, that's true.
Okay. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
What advice would you give someone who is considering to attend this program in the future?
Well,
or a similar program in the future? What kind of advice can you give this person?
True. I think is one thing about us, I'll say Ugandans or Africans, we go into things 50-50. If you want to attend a similar program, go in 100%. Or 101%. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. You don't have to go in halfway and then be like, will it really be of help or something like that? No. Mm. Go in, be ready. Whatever they teach, learn. Be open to learn. Because you can be 80 years old, but there's something you don't know that you have to learn.
Definitely.
You have to be open to learn.
You never stop learning.
Exactly.
You stop learning, you're going to die.
Thank you. That's true.
That must be interesting.
It is.
You guys enjoy the process, eh?
You know, it was a roller coaster.
You know, I mean, as a fellow creative, it's really intriguing every time you learn a new skill,
yeah.
And it's really it's easy to apply it in the day to day things you do.
True.
You know, it's different when you learn a skill that you can't apply anywhere.
Ah, very true.
As compared to when you learn a skill that you can just apply there and then.
That's true. That's true.
Okay. Is there any books, resources, or mentors that you would recommend to any aspiring theater artist?
I would say, I won't say like books, really. But this is a digital world we're living in.
Yes.
And everything is online.
Yeah.
That's the first thing.
Yes.
Go online. Don't go online just to look at TikTok and then look at, beautiful babes. Go there and learn something. Okay.
Good thing is that all these platforms have everything you need.
Exactly.
If you want to learn, there are options of learning.
Very true.
If you want to enjoy yourself,
you may enjoy yourself. However, this is a free world, okay?
Yeah.
And a digital world. Mm. Utilize the resources that you have.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. What improvement strategies would you recommend for future workshops? As in, on how I think to improve these workshops, because you attended from the start until the end.
True.
What strategies, what improvements would you recommend for anyone planning to hold similar trainings or the same training program?
Oh, yeah. This is a nice one, actually. First and foremost, these things, as much as we are into the digital age, there are some things that would change.
Mm.
You have to go physical, either way.
So you say some of the elements in the training
needed a physical meeting,
a physical way of doing things.
Exactly, because there's no way you're going to for instance, when something to do with sound.
Yes,
you have to do it physically to listen to sound, to understand sound. Because if you're going to do something professional,
yes,
you're streaming something professional, you have to listen to that sound before it goes out.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm. And when you're online, for instance, you're using OBS and then you're using it through Zoom, like I said, the quality will lower.
Mm.
Okay? And the moment the quality is down, you won't know it. However, there is person at the receiving end will really judge you for that.
So what you mean, there will be a disruption in the frequencies of the sound.
Thank you.
From the source.
From the source.
To the person who's consuming.
From the end user.
So okay.
I think they have to try and make physical workshops.
Okay.
Yes.
In addition to the online one.
Exactly. For instance, when this workshop was ending, I saw one country, I think they organized that. They had a theater, they met at a theater place.
Yes.
And then that's where they were doing all these workshops from. Okay.
Mm.
Yeah, exactly. So which was better to an extent.
Mm.
So I would recommend that.
Okay, that is beautiful.
Thank you.
Well, we're coming to the end of our podcast, and those are the few questions we had for you.
Oh, yeah.
So as to get a proper experience of what really happened, what transpired, what your experience.
Indeed.
And what are your concluding remarks on the entire thing? And then what would you... What are those things that you intend to do in the near future while applying the skills that you got? Because you may be having a couple of programs that are coming in straight away.
Indeed.
We would like to have a sneak peek on that.
True. Thank you very much. The whole experience was really worthwhile. It was a good experience.
Okay.
It has had its lows and highs. Mm. The highs outweighed the lows.
Okay.
However, I would recommend for the future, please give it more time. Okay. The time was less.
Okay.
Yeah. And give people, like, leave assignments for people to do. Okay. For instance, we are doing this like once in a week.
Okay.
And then by the end of, like, for instance, on a Saturday, the moment the class is done, as we know, Ugandans, we are the life of a party. Mm. Somebody will go out, and whatever they've learned, they'll forget there and then. Okay?
But so, to chip in a little.
Please.
I can't use that as an excuse, because those are really responsible people.
True.
It's upon them. It's like saying, we have an appointment in the morning for you to come and pick some money. And the reason you're coming late, because you were partying last night. Come on. That shouldn't be an excuse.
It wouldn't be an excuse. But let me tell you one thing. Like, such opportunities don't only land on people who are really interested in it. Somebody will just look at you and be like, should I be part of it? However, what can they do to really keep into it? You understand? And then we are people of different ages. Somebody will be like, oh, experienced enough, and be like, no, I have to give it my all. And then somebody else won't. Okay? But if you leave them something to do, you get it. Like, after that, like, we're done with this class today, and then you've left them something to do, think about. The moment they go back, they have to first finish this thing. They have to look at it. And the more practice you do, the more you learn.
Actually, Musa, I understand you. Only that you're coming from the background of our typical mode of education, which is outdated. In this world, we need proactive people.
I know.
Proactive people. You applied for this program because you know the benefits in it and the importance in it.
Indeed.
And this program didn't bring in everyone. It brought in a few people. So, meaning there were limited opportunities.
True.
And those opportunities are available for the people who are willing to be serious from day one.
I get you.
So, personally, I would advise creatives and young people in Uganda, stop being entitled, feeling entitled.
True.
Do you get what I mean? That things have to be done for you and ABC. When an opportunity is there, millions would like to take part in this.
Indeed.
So if you have a chance to be one of them, please take it with both your hands and legs. It's the 150% you mentioned earlier podcast. You get what I mean?
Yeah, I get you.
So, personally, what I would recommend to any young creative out there,
please,
when you have an opportunity like this, the Spakatola training program that has just ended, please take it very, very, very serious.
Indeed.
Because you don't know what you're going to miss.
Indeed.
If you take opportunities like this lightly.
Indeed. Yeah. And then a big thank you to Bayimba for also organizing this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I think very few people would have known about it if at all Bayimba didn't push.
Yes.
But they pushed everywhere.
Yes.
And that's how we got to know about this particular program.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, so a big, big thank you to Bayimba.
Thank you, Bayimba, the Bayimba team. You're doing a good job.
Indeed.
Yeah. And the creatives are very appreciative.
Very true.
Our podcast, I think, ends here. Thank you for listening in. Catch you next time. Be sure we shall come with something beautiful and even more interesting than what we've just given you today. Thank you, thank you, thank you.